We've all seen it in the analytics, right? You get great traffic, people are adding stuff to their carts, and then poof, they're gone.
It's the classic online shopping nightmare. They call it cart abandonment, and it's a silent killer for sales.
Totally. You do all the hard work, and then they leave right at the finish line.
Exactly.
So today, we're doing a deep dive into a guide from the Marketing Tutor that really breaks down how to fix this. Our mission is to figure out how to stop people from leaving their carts behind.
Yeah, it's all about the user's path. The source says it should be a straight line, not some kind of confusing maze.
A straight line. I like that. So, what's the biggest thing that makes it a maze?
Oh, it's the boxes you have to fill out, the forms. The marketing tutor says every single extra box is like a speed bump for your brain.
A speed bump.
Right.
It just makes you slow down and think, and maybe you just give up.
It does. And that's why things like autofill are so important. You know, when the computer remembers your name and address for you.
Yeah, so you don't have to type it all out again.
It just removes the work. If I have to type my address 2 times, that's just bad design.
That's why everyone points to Amazon. They have those little progress bars so you always know how close you are to being done.
But this is where the marketing tutor brings up something a lot of sellers miss.
Okay, what's that?
Selling to the whole world. Localization.
Ah, right. We can't just assume everyone wants to pay with a credit card.
Not at all. That's a huge blind spot. The source points out that in some countries, people really prefer to pay with cash when the item arrives.
Cash on delivery. Yeah. To us, that might sound a little old-fashioned.
Maybe, but in some places, it's all about trust. If you don't offer the payment method they're used to, they just won't buy from you. You're not even an option.
So you have to make it local for payments. What about for phones? So many people shop on their phones now.
Which is, it's critical. The site has to work on a small screen. The marketing tutor talks about making sure the buttons are big enough to tap easily with your thumb.
Like Alibaba does. Their app is super simple and fast.
And that speed is key. The source mentions something called lazy loading.
Lazy loading. What's that?
It's actually really smart. It means the pictures on the page only show up when you scroll down to them.
Oh, so the whole page loads faster at the beginning.
Exactly. It feels fast. And if a site feels slow, people leave.
Okay, one last thing the guide talks about is this battle between getting a customer's info and just making the sale.
The just checkout debate, yes.
You want them to make an account, but forcing them to sign up is just another one of those speed bumps, isn't it?
It's a big one. People are in a hurry. The source argues it's better to just let them buy as a guest without an account. Make the first sale easy.
But then you need them to feel safe, right? Especially if it's their first time on your site.
Absolutely. And that's where you show them those little badges, like the SSL security logos. The marketing tutor says you have to be really clear about how you're using their information.
It's all about trust.
It is. These aren't just decorations. They're telling the customer, hey, this is a safe place to shop.
So if we put it all together from the marketing tutor, the lesson is keep it simple, make it fast, and make it feel safe.
That's it. That's how you fix the broken checkout line.
It makes a lot of sense, but it does leave me with one last thought. As we make buying things easier and easier, you know, like one-click instant purchases, do we ever stop and think before we buy anymore? Or is the future just pure, non-stop impulse shopping?
That is a very dangerous question for my wallet.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Anytime. See you next time.